The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good evening for those of you here on the west coast of the North American continent. And good morning to those of you perhaps in Asia, and good afternoon, and good night, and good day to you all. It's kind of delightful to think of that there's people all around the world who may be listening right now, and I see some of the places that people are chatting from, and I very much appreciate the wide geographical range of this community. So thank you for being here. And in thinking of coming down here to do this meditation, I thought that this is really seems to be a good time, if there ever was a time, to sit with compassion, to sit with a sense of care. And a few things about compassion. One is that I think of it as arising out of a more fundamental motivation, emotion that human beings can have, and that's the ability to care for others. And care is a broader term than compassion, because whereas compassion is wanting to alleviate the suffering of others, care also involves wanting to promote the welfare of others, and even people who are not suffering particularly, just to want well for them and have goodwill for them. And this idea that that we can care for each other as siblings, as family, as fellow humans on this planet, is a profound manifestation of how we can respond to what's happening in the pandemic. And to care in all the different ways that means, to care actively, to care because we appreciate and value and want to want the best for people. In thinking about compassion, that I think of it a little bit as maybe in this middle of our heart, there's a light bulb of compassion. And that light bulb, if it gets turned on, the light will start shining outwards. Maybe it's a slow-moving light. The speed of love maybe is slower than the speed of light. And so it's a slow-moving light that begins to move out from that center of the heart. And where it lands first is actually quite important. It has to land someplace first in order to be able to move on and move on and move on. And it lands first in our own hearts and illuminates what's in our own hearts. And if our hearts are heavy, then that light stays there and meets it, cares for it, cries with it, supports it, and dissolves, hopefully, some of the suffering and the stress that the heart is carrying. If that light then spreads beyond the heart into the body, and there's suffering in the body, tension in the body, living under a tremendous weight of fear and responsibility and concern, that compassion then radiates out and meets that place of in the body and shines its light there. And the wonderful thing about the light of love, the light of compassion, is that it tends to offer to the suffering we have whatever is needed. And sometimes it just cries with us. Sometimes it accompanies us. Sometimes helps us know we're not alone. And sometimes it brings wisdom and helps dissolve some of the places of holding and tension. Sometimes it brings us the warmth of caring and loving and valuing everything about what's going on here. And that light goes on and maybe it goes up into the mind, and the mind suffers with its anxieties and its worries and its thoughts and projections and imagined futures and concern for our loved ones and concerns about where food's going to come from and all kinds of things, our survival. And that light goes into the mind and offers the mind its brilliance, its warmth, its care. And then as it keeps spreading and as it does the basic essential work for the first person this light encounters, which is us, from there it begins to spread outwards. And our light, our care, our compassion, our kind regard can spread out to the people in our neighborhood, people we live with, to people in our towns and cities and countrysides and out into the world. And this idea that we have a light that the world needs right now, each of us has that light. And then to be able to, if you bring this light, if you can bring this light to yourself first with the idea that then really you're going to allow it to grow and spread out at the speed of love, the speed of compassion, which is kind of slow, I'd like to suggest. Slow so it can be thoughtful. Slow so it can be real, slow so it can be well considered and well witnessed and well connected to what it's meeting and contacting as it goes out. So with that, I would hope that you would take an upright posture or any posture that you think allows the light of your heart, the compassion that you're capable of, the caring that you're capable of, to get a front seat, to be in the forefront or ready to come forth. And so then, gently close your eyes. And for me, I associate compassion with the heart. Maybe for you, it's some other place that your compassion lives. And wherever your compassion lives in you, whatever seems active or vibrates when you feel that care and compassion, take a few deep breaths, and as you exhale, settle into that place. Settle around that place. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And to maybe better connect with something like care, compassion, love, kindness, whatever it is that speaks to you the most. Perhaps you can access it by feeling a tenderness within. A tenderness or a gentleness within. Compassion and care is not aggressive, it's not assertive. Doesn't cower, doesn't pull away. But in its rawness, in its being exposed to, ready to be exposed to what happens in this world, there is a tenderness there, gentleness, a tender compassion. Or perhaps you experience it as a warmth, or a softness. Or perhaps for you it's an experience of actual light, bright, luminous light, or a small light that's still weak. In whatever way, in your tender heart, your good heart, that you can care about the value of yourself, the importance of caring for yourself, that your suffering and your challenges that you have in these times is important recipient of your compassion. and to wish yourself well. To offer, to let your suffering know that you do care about your suffering. You do wish it well. And you can hold it in the embrace or in the soft palms of your compassion. And sit here and let your breathing, inhaling and exhaling, be the gentle wind that fans the flame of love, that brightens the light inside of you of compassion. Perhaps having your feeling that your breathing goes in and out through the heart. And we'll sit here quietly for a while with this as the object of attention, this way of being. And if you find it helpful, ever so quietly, you can say some simple statements of care, compassion for yourself. Something like, may I be free of suffering. May my heart know that I care. May I find peace. If that helps you stay connected to this good heart within. And then to take a few moments to consider how it would be natural for you to expand your compassion into the world around you. Maybe to the people for whom it's most obvious and easiest to offer your care, your goodwill, a sense of connection with, who you care enough to have compassion. And if you're moving your compassion outwards at the speed of love, you start with what's close by, what you encounter first. In whatever way you conceive that is closest. And then perhaps riding on the waves of your breathing, radiating, sending out your care and your compassion, imagining the light shines further beyond you. And you might use some gentle phrases of compassion, if that's helpful for you. Could be, you can make them up on your own, or you can say quietly in a way that's settling for your heart, may you be free of your suffering. May you find safety. May you be peaceful. May you have enough food. May you heal from your illness. Then slowly spread the field of your compassion, your concern of compassion outward at the speed of love. No hurry, but have a sense that slowly radiating and growing your warmth and your tenderness, not your fear and not your anxiety or horror or distress. Don't go too fast with your compassion, but at the speed of love that you're capable of, let your light shine broadly out into the community and the world. And then in the last 5 minutes of this sitting, perhaps there can be a broad, general suffusion of your care. The light spreads all over the globe. And the wish, the heartfelt wish, is that all beings everywhere be safe, that all beings everywhere be healthy, that all beings everywhere are free of their suffering, their distress, their fear. That all beings everywhere who feel alone can feel that the slow light of love is flowing for many, many people now around the world, touching them. May they know that there are people who care. And as you breathe, you might gently think about the beings of the world who are in distress in times of challenge, and allow your goodwill, your kindness, your compassion spread for them, spread out towards them, as a, hopefully in a way that maybe as if they can know that you care. They can know that they are people with compassion, goodwill, and kindness. Let your compassion spread out to all beings. And then to end this sitting, may the collective goodwill and compassion of all of us sitting this evening, this day, may it be carried on the sound of this bell out into all beings everywhere.